I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. After more than a year dealing with COVID shutdown, some much-needed laughter may be the best medicine after all. 13 months after its last main stage production, Moline Spotlight Theater is featuring the madcap comedy, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised. Performances featuring Spotlight co-owner Brent Tubbs with Jeremy Marr and Amelia Fisher opened last weekend and will continue this weekend with seating limited to 50 audience members in the 500-plus seat theater. The Spotlite in the former Scottish Rite Cathedral at 1800 7th Avenue in Moline debuted with the reduced Shakespeare Company's All the Great Books, Abridged, in June of 2018, which included Tubbs and Marr. Tubbs is a former RSC member and improv comedy veteran who toured around the world with the company from 2005 to 2011. Despite the complete works of Shakespeare being the original RSC show and perhaps its most popular, Tubbs has never been in it before. He says all the Bard's works are referenced in 90 minutes, hilarity will ensue, props and costumes will fly, and sides will be split from laughter. And you don't have to know anything about Shakespeare to have a great time. As he says, it's kind of Shakespeare for dummies, told by dummies.
I mean, there's highbrow humor, there's lowbrow humor, and everything in between. You certainly do not need to know anything about Shakespeare in order to enjoy the show. There's jokes in there for everybody. And really, the jokes are for everybody. I mean, it's not like we're telling Shakespearean jokes. And for the most part, you know, people have a base understanding of what Shakespeare is, at the very least. So even if you have that, that's going to bump you up even more and have you understand even more. But you really do not need to know Shakespeare in and out to understand the show. And that's kind of what these shows kind of do, is that, you know, the premise is we are here to teach you about it, to teach you about Shakespeare and to teach you all his plays and do all that stuff. And so it's not centered around people that supposedly already know the stuff. It's meant to be informative, but it's just being told by three imbeciles that don't really know what they're talking about.
Tubbs says each of the silly, slapstick, RSC abridged shows is done with a cast of three with the same archetypal characters.
There's always kind of the intellectual, the professor, the enforcer, or the kind of brutish guy, and then there's the idiot savant, or the man-child, as we call them. And it's always those same kind of character types in all of their shows.
In this production, Marr is the enforcer, the guy who says they have to keep it moving to its end. Fisher is the intellectual, and Tubbs is the idiot savant. RSC usually doesn't have any female cast members, so it's unique to feature Fisher, who, like the guys, has improv experience.
For this particular show, I think it works well to have Amelia as kind of the more intellectual, because then it's like Jeremy and I are the two kind of dumb dudes that are just stumbling through this, and she kind of brings us back to reality a lot. So it really kind of works well in this show. But she's also just a phenomenal talent and super funny. And we knew she had the improv background as well, which always helps with these shows. So, it was just kind of a good fit.
Both Tubbs and Marr performed improv with Comedy Sports Quad Cities, and they co-starred in the RSC's The Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged, at the QC Theater Workshop in 2016. Marr has experience performing Shakespeare with the Prenzi Players, and Fisher, who's done comedy sports, was part of the new Stolen Set improv comedy at the Spotlight with Tubbs and Bob Kelly, which debuted briefly in 2019. She also co-starred in the last main stage production at the Spotlight the month before the COVID closures, The Wedding Singer. For the Shakespeare show, audiences have to wear face masks, and due to COVID distancing requirements, Tubbs blocked the show so the actors are kept apart, and each has a part of the stage where they always enter and exit. They're excited to be back after such a long time with a full production.
Even early on in the rehearsal process, it felt weird at first of like, oh gosh, is this feels weird, like, are we okay? But, you know, after we kind of got over that, and we've had masks on the whole time, so we knew we were safe, and it's been incredible just getting back into the theater and being around creative people again and being able to create and bounce ideas off of each other.
Tickets are $20 and available at the Spotlight Theater, QC.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.